Richard Dolan, our guest. Richard, the website I have for you is keyholepublishing.com. Is that it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's
George.
The one that you want us to use. Okay, that's linked
right.
up with your name right there.
How
do you get the book,
that
by
I'm
the
easy
way?
To Google, too. You just Google my name.
Google your name. Where do you get your book besides Amazon.com? I assume it's there, right?
Yeah, so yeah, Amazon carries it. That's probably the simplest way to purchase it. I do have first edition versions of my book, which I sign, and then anyone who writes
a collector's item.
What's that?
A collector's item.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. I originally self-published my book, actually, and that's what got my name out there. And my wife and I formed a publishing company. We call it Keyhole Publishing. We don't publish the book primarily now. Hampton Roads has picked up the book.
Well, good for you.
Thanks. But I have a lot of first editions that I still have here, and I sell them for $15, and people can write to me through the website, send me an email, and we'll ship out a book.
1941 to 1973, book number one, has the chronology of the cover-up.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to say, let's just not disclose this to the American people? How do you think that came about, if you were in a room somewhere?
Well, I think that you've got the senior military, you've got the senior intelligence people, you've got Truman, you've got guys like Vannevar Bush, who was his science advisor, and there's very little question that this is coming right out of World War II culture, in which secrecy had already become kind of the norm for U.S. government policy anyway. And I think that I'm sure it would have been a collective decision among some of the top policy makers at that time. I think it would be an obvious decision, frankly.
And it just stayed.
It just stayed, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, my whole thing is this. I believe that the secrecy is a kind of cancer on American society, and I do feel it's been a cancer on our form of government as well. I think it has eaten away at America's traditional Republican types of institutions. I don't think that UFO secrecy is the only such cancer, but I think it's certainly a very unacknowledged one, and really possibly the driving force, in the sense that when you consider, our whole system of government is based upon the concept of rule of the people. It's this is what it's about, and you have to have, as Jefferson called it, an enlightened citizenry, or as Madison called it, you have to have an informed citizenry. Otherwise, this system that we have, this great American experiment, will not work. If you're going to have rule by the people have to be aware of the important issues around them. And so that with something as big as UFO secrecy, I think it enforced a whole pattern of massive lying that started from the top, and government lying basically to itself as well at all kinds of levels. And so what you ended up having was this kind of state within a state that really evolved, and it evolved in conjunction with this UFO secrecy. And so that now we had a situation of now nearly 60 years of a massive lie.
And then how do you correct a lie?
How do you undo it?
Yeah.
Right, that's the difficulty. It's a massive problem. And I have sometimes likened it to the problem of the old Soviet Union. I mean, I used to study Soviet history a lot, and I remember in 1985 when Mikhail Gorbachev became leader of the Soviet Union. And it was an amazingly exciting time because Gorbachev talked about glasnost and perestroika, openness and restructuring. And to anyone who had studied Soviet history at that time, that was just unbelievable. And what happened with that? Well, 6 years later, there was no more Soviet Union. It was all gone.
Years ago, Richard, I had a friend of mine, and she had a dear friend, and she was telling me this story. And apparently she lied to her about something, and I won't get into the merits of what it was. But she lied to her friend about something, and then over the course of 6 months to a year, continued lying on top of the lie. Boom. It just kept going. And finally, it blew up. The friendship broke up, and they were gone. Now, I asked her just a few months ago, I said, why did you just not tell her right away, hey, you know, I was lying and, you know, I'm sorry, and didn't get on and patch up whatever you two had had at the time. And this is her answer, and it's kind of interesting because it sounds like what the government's going through. She said, I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. I was in it too deep, so I just kept doing it. It's almost as if the government thinks that they've been lying for so long they can't get out of it.
Right, and when we say the government, you know, we got to remember, who are these guys that we're talking about?
Good point.
Is it the president? Is it, you know, the cabinet?
See, you know, I don't think our current president, I don't think Clinton really knew what was going on. I'm not even sure Reagan knew what was going on.
No, right. There's the story that has been repeated regarding Clinton that, I mean, Clinton does have an interest in this topic. There's very little question that he does. Someone who apparently heard him say, talking about UFOs and saying, you know, damn it, I know this is true, and they're just not telling me.
Yeah. Didn't he send John Podesta loose on the case, and he couldn't come up with anything?
He asked, no, it wasn't Podesta. It was the number two over at the Department of Justice guy just under Reno, Wes, his name.
When he first got in or something
right,
like that.
It'll come to me as soon as I'm off the air, I'm sure. But Clinton said to him, hey, you know, there's two things I want you to tell me about. One, who killed Kennedy? Or one, are there UFOs? And two, who killed Kennedy? Whatever order that was. And this guy was only in office for like a year or a year and a half or whatever. And it doesn't seem to me that he really made much of an effort, truthfully, to find out. But he didn't find out anything on it, no. So Clinton was interested in this topic, no question about it. But anyway, your question is, you know, can the government get out of this? And it's that the secrecy is so deep. Who's in control here? That's one thing. And secondly, yes, the point is that the lies have gone on for so long.
Wes Hubble, by the way, so you don't go crazy. Was that his name?
I'm sorry, who?
Wes Hubble?
Hubble, yeah, that's the guy.
Okay.
That's the one.
That way you can sleep well.
Bingo. I'm done sleeping. I'm already awake. It's almost
it.
4 o'clock Eastern time here.
That's
so.
It. Okay, go ahead.
When Gorbachev, the Soviet analogy, I think, is really quite apt, because once the society was allowed to talk about certain things, you've got a whole lid of stuff. Pandora's box opens. You've got nationalities. The Baltic states, who were annexed in 1940, suddenly say, hey, you know what? Glad we can talk about this, because we don't really want to be in this country. We were taken over. We didn't really want that. You've got people starting to investigate the Stalin gulag system, which was a nasty thing to talk about. And then finally, the Holy of Holies, the Bolshevik Revolution itself, came under scrutiny. And so you have an entire unraveling of the legitimacy of that system. And I believe that you would have a very similar kind of problem. I mean, I have often wondered, I wrote about this in my last article, I called it UFO Secrecy and the Death of the American Republic. It's on my website. But I have speculated as to how would the president, let's say, you know, tell the world about this, tell the public. And I mean, what do you do? You go, oh, okay, well, it's come to my attention that UFOs apparently are real and they apparently are alien. You know, what next? Well, good night, everyone.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
not really.
You can't.
Now you've got a million follow-up questions, because now it gets serious.
And you got to show pictures, and you better have a flying saucer craft right next to you, and you point it out, because you got to go full boat. You even have to wheel out the alien bodies.
They could. Yep. They could do it, of course. And so, right, you've got to go full boat. And once you do that, oh, right, you asked earlier on in this program, what if these ETs are bad? What if this is not a nice situation? That's going to be unpleasant. Or how about the allegations of alien bases under the ground out west, or out a lot of places, actually? Could you imagine there'd be vigilante groups probably want to go out there?
In light of all that, then, do you believe that we have had a very covert, secret, alien-human communication get-together?